Broadcasting from the beautiful WWGH studios located in the Marion Mall, it's time for Now with Scott Spears. I'm George Kasotis, your announcer, and now, here's Scott.
Thank you, George. This is Scott Spears, along with you on a Wednesday afternoon, July the 22nd, 2015, a warm Wednesday, which is nice with the weather we've been having all summer, that wet Marion, Ohio weather, but we'll take it. Good weather or bad weather, we're all here, we're all having a good time. It's 1:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to have a fun hour this hour. We've been promoting it for a few days, and I'm so glad we have this person with us. I'm going to tell you who they are in just one second. Terry Tackett along with us in studio. But I do want to give you updates on our schedule. Starting this Friday at 10 in the morning, 10 till 11 a.m., we're going to have Generation Gap with Brianna Sayre. She's a 17-year-old, soon-to-be senior at Elgin High School, doing her own show, talks topics that would be of interest to the Generation Y or Generation Z. I'm not sure what that generation is now, but it's a generation that has a name, like they all did. But it's Generation Gap with Brianna Sayre every Friday from 10:10 till 11 a.m. starting this Friday. Starting next Monday from 10:10 until 11 a.m., we have Marion Today with Fran Vall, former principal at Marion Catholic High School, former basketball coach, and he spent some time doing broadcasting for basketball games, and we're so glad that he's going to come here and do his first radio talk show in Marion every Monday morning from 10:10 till 11 a.m. That's Marion Today. And Phil Reed, former fire chief, former president of city council. He ran for mayor in 2007. We'll do a new program here from 11:10 till 12 p.m. called Headlines, where he will pick a legendary headline out of the Marion Star, read it on the air, give the background, give his own personal opinion, take phone calls, play music, and have guests. So that is all coming up here with the other great programming we have. Satch Sullinger, Charlie Evers, Linda Sims, the Savage Family, the Trinity Baptist Sermon, and Brett Cornelius. Marianne Michaels also on Friday. Hope I did not miss anybody. But that'll be Friday, Brianna Sayre, Generation Gap, 10:10 till 11 a.m. And starting Monday, July the 27th, Marianne Today with Fran Vall, 10:10 till 11 a.m. And Headlines with Phil Reed, 11:10 till 12 p.m. And that is all live here on the air. And they'll take your phone calls at 740-383-9944. Now, yesterday on the program, we had a legendary businessman on the program, Bob Smith, who was the owner and operator of the Smith Cardinal on North Main Street for 51 years. It was great to talk with Bob about everything that went on in his life and times and years at Smith Cardinal. And there's a gentleman who I've wanted to have on the program for a while, and I'm so glad he was able to join us today because he spent a lot of years in downtown Marion, a lot of years at the hospital, Marion General Hospital and Smith Clinic, in the cafeteria, running his own restaurant that his family started here in Marion in 1919. He picked it up some years later. It was a known name for classic food and classic dining here in Marion for all the great movers and shakers for many, many years. The name will come back to you like it never left, Turoff's Restaurant. And I'm so glad today to say we're welcomed by the owner and operator for many years, George Turoff. George, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
So glad we're finally able to get you in here. George, how are you doing?
Well, nice, very nice.
What is life like for you these days?
Life is good, especially lately it changed. I retired a year and a half ago. And so far, so good. It is something new that I never experienced in my life because most of the time I was busy, you know. Especially when you are in the restaurant, always you will find something. And being in the restaurant 8 hours isn't enough. You have to work more.
Exactly right. People don't realize it's not just the hours you're open.
No.
Yeah. When you were at the height of Turoff's Restaurant, how many hours would you say you were putting in a day?
Well, it was 7 or 6 to 9, 9 and a half closing time. And after closing, of course, you have more things to do over there, and it is almost day and a half.
Did you ever get tired of it?
Tired? No, it is interesting business. I like the restaurant business because always you have to do with people, and you meet nice people that are useful for the rest of your life.
What is it about the restaurant business that appealed to you when you were young?
Well, I used to do something different in old country, and when I came here, this was that I had to learn. And I worked many years. Of course, my grandfather in old country, he had a restaurant.
Is that right?
Yes.
George, before we get to that, we're getting a phone call, and it could be for you. So if you put your headphones on, we will take the phone call here. We are on WWGH Radio here with George Turoff. Who do we have on the line?
George Cassotis.
George Cassotis. George can hear you.
Can he hear me?
Yes, I do.
Bravo, Diego.
You have to be here, yeah?
I was there for 2 hours this morning.
This morning? Did they tell you that I will be here?
Yes, they told me that you would be on the air, George, and I wanted to call in and say, wonderful to hear your voice over the WWGH.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope we will meet someday here together, and we will make the show together.
We should be on the air together, because, George, you were one of the first ones I met when you first came to America.
Yes. That was many years ago.
We had lots of fun.
Yeah, yes. George Cassotis, I want to ask you a question before we get underway with George Turoff here. You were down there in downtown Marion when George was down there. What was Turoff's restaurant like for people who don't remember, and what was the food like?
Oh, George's two uncles, Chris and Jim Turoff. Chris was the one that originated the Turoff's restaurant, George's Uncle Chris. Mm-hmm. And Uncle Chris was unbelievable. He was the guy that would stand out on the sidewalk and talk to people, and they would come into his restaurant. And Turoff's restaurant, I'm trying to remember, back in the early years, in the 20s, 30s, they were over on Prospects. Chris was over on Prospect Street, and it was called the Marion Country Club. It was right downtown. And Chris was the manager of that restaurant. And then he was the instigator for most of the food service in downtown Marion. But when Chris died, Jim called his sister and said, send George over here, because we need another Turoff. And George came over. I forget what year it was. Was it in the 50s, George?
No, it was 60.
It was in the 60s.
Right.
It was 1960, wasn't it?
Right.
And but see, I started, I was only like about 15 years old, 1942. Mother and I started our restaurant right across the street from where Turoff's finally ended up. They were farther up on South Main Street. They were before he moved down to that corner store where the, there was a bigger front, bigger restaurant.
When you went into Turoff's, George, what did you like the best?
George and I used to compete with each other. I would make risotto, and he would make calorizo. And they were both Greek rice puddings, but people would say, hey, I like George's Turoff's better than I like George Cassotis's. And then some people would say, I like George Cassotis's. So we would fight for the title of Greek of the Week.
George Turoff, what do you remember about George Cassotis?
Well, I remember that he's a nice man, and he spoke the language at the time I couldn't speak, and I consider George a close friend, you know.
Yeah.
We used to go over there and talk a little bit and exchange a few words, and in the beginning, I didn't have big idea about the restaurant, you know, that was I was learning at the time. But the family, I know very well his sister and mother and George, so a nice family.
Well, George Kasotis, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, his famous uncle, Chris, was uncle. But Jim, before he died, and he would come over and have, he would want me to make Greek coffee for him, and I made the thick Greek coffee with the powdered stuff. And then he would say, walk me down to get my hair cut. He had very little hair left, but he was in his, I think Chris was 97 years old. Wow, he lived a long life.
Yes.
But we had a great time, and I love George and Maria Turov. They are the most wonderful, beautiful people in the whole world.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, George, for the nice words. Yeah.
It's nice to hear those things.
Yes.
Good to hear from George.
At that time, we were more close.
Right.
Now, Marion got bigger, and we can see each other very often like we used to. But that time was the downtown, and every day you go to the restaurant, if I want George, I can find him another way.
That's right.
I knew where he was. Now, I can see him once in a while. Of course, he's not in the business, and I'm not in the business, you know.
When Marion, in those days, describe what downtown Marion was like when you and George both had places down there.
It was beautiful, especially around Christmas. You can see the old ladies with the bags over there. They go around to shop and... I mean, that was the real Marion, the downtown. Then after, it started to deteriorate.
What do you think happened?
What happened? The first thing that happened, we didn't have room where to put the cars.
Yeah.
Parking place. The parking place was very essential. You have a nice car and you don't want to leave it on the street. And even on the street, you couldn't find parking place. We didn't have room for parking place. This is what built the mall and further than.
George talked about it before George Kasotis called in. You were talking about you had a different profession when you were growing up.
All right.
What was that profession?
I was a tailor.
A tailor?
Yeah.
Really?
And you mentioned Mr. Vol.
Fran Vol.
His father was tailor.
Yes.
And when my uncle was preparing the papers to bring me here, he went to him. I came here as tailor because the country needed professional people.
Now, I don't even think we have tailors anymore. What did you do as a tailor?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Custom.
Clothes.
Clothes, yeah.
When you were young, what was it about being a tailor that you liked the idea of?
Well, when I was young, I had to learn something to make a living. And this was mostly the professions that they had over there. Tailor, shoemaker, barbershop, you know. Very few were big merchants.
Where were you born, George?
I was born in Greece.
In Greece?
Northern part of Greece, Macedonia.
When you hear about all the trouble in Greece today with the bankruptcies and things, what do you think when you hear that?
Well, when I hear, we usually go back every 5 years, 6 years. It depends, you know. And in the 70s until 2000, they live good life, very good life. I can tell equal to the American life. They have the cars, they have the everything. Well, now things went different way.
What was it like growing up in Greece?
It was nice, families, close, the people. It was nice. The only thing that we have over there, wars and this kind of things, and this is how it brings a little bit slow the life.
How was it decided, and how old were you, that you would come to America?
It was very hard. I decided It took me 5 years to come here. And you have to wait your turn, or I don't know how it is. But it was hard.
Why did you want to come to America?
I want to come to America because I had here my uncles, and I knew that I will advance a little bit my life and also help my family back.
When you came to America, you came as a tailor. Did you know the American language at that point?
No, I didn't know anything. But before I come here, we had one teacher over there, and I went and got a few lessons. But when I came here, I knew good morning and goodbye, you know, few words that you have to know the daily.
When you first came to America, how hard was it to adapt with the language, writing things, just the different lifestyle?
Well, it was a little bit hard, and still not perfect, you know, but it was hard, the languages. It's nice to come here in the United States, young, 10, 8, you know, and to go to school. If you go to school, then the life, it will be easier.
How old were you when you came here, George?
When I came here, I was 29 years of age.
29 already.
Yeah.
When you first came, how was it decided you went from tailor to the restaurant business?
Well, my uncles had restaurants, and they, of course, were in age to retire and give up, so I took over.
Now, Turoff's restaurant, had already been in Marion since 1919.
Right.
And you took over in 1960.
60.
When you took over that business, where was it in town, and what was it like?
Now?
In 1960.
Ah, 1960 was very nice. Very nice. My uncle said very nice people, customers, they used to patronize us. And it was very nice.
Where was the restaurant located then?
Located on 122 South Main Street. That was the original. They never changed it. Then I saw the business. We needed more room. And the next, after the alley, was my uncle's building and was empty. So we left the 122 and we went just 2 doors further. And bigger room we had and more business we were doing.
Downtown Marion in the 1960s, we had the Isley Shops, we had Henny and Cooper, we had George's restaurant, the Keg and Vine, George and his mother. Was it fun to work in downtown Marion in those days?
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Because everybody was downtown, was coming.
When would you say the change started to happen and people migrated out, year-wise?
Change started to happen when they built this mall.
Yeah.
And when we opened the 23, the road.
So probably in the 70s?
Well, yes. We had many people with the football games. They used to come to Ohio State from Toledo, from Michigan, from other places, and they had to go through Marion here. And it was almost the half road, you know. They used to stop here, stop in one restaurant, have a cup of coffee or have dinner. Or we had many people like this.
At the height of, what would you say were your best years in the restaurant business?
The best years, they all were good years. I mean, we had the same customers that they patronized us. The life was good. I have one boy and one girl. They went to college, and I didn't understand, financially. We were busy. We were working, making some money, pay the bills, and everything was nice. And now I hear the people, they have complaints when they have kids to go to college.
At the height of Turoff's business, when you had it, 1960 on, how many people a day would you say you served?
Well, the restaurant had 110 seat capacity. The other one that we had, it was only 60, 50. So if that happens 2 hours a day, 3 times, you have to have at least 250, 300 people.
What, if I came into Turoff's in the 1960s, 70s, or 80s, or into the 90s, and I said, I want the specialty, mm-hmm. what would George Turoff cook for me?
Well, every day, everything was prepared daily. We can make Swiss steak, nice meat, fresh meat, no frozen, these kind things. Beef stew, very nice. Corned beef and cabbage. Sausage and sauerkraut, or chicken a la king, very famous. All these things were prepared daily, fresh and nice, and even the mashed potatoes. You have to peel potatoes, to boil the potatoes, and make mashed potatoes. Not like now, most of the places, probably they sell you know what kind of mashed.
Yeah, kind of prepackaged.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always hear about the pies. We talked about this yesterday. What was it about the Turoff pie that was just...
Well, this was... We work many years on this, and every day we are improving and baking better. Of course, we had some old ladies that they used to bake, and I used to watch them, what they do, you know. But with the years, I improved them. They were much better.
What would be a thing you could do to improve a pie?
Nice size piece, good flavor, and fresh, if it is. So the person can remember. I remember one day somebody came over there and he said, I want pie. I mean, we had people, and I said, I'm sorry, today we were busy, I'm out of pie. We have good ice cream. He said, if I want ice cream, I can go to Iceland. I came for pie here.
Yeah.
You know.
What in your estimation was the most popular pie?
Popular? Coconut cream.
Coconut cream.
Coconut cream, yes. Butterscotch.
Yeah.
Which they don't make in the home this year. Now, there are some ladies at home, they can make apple pie or cherry pie or this kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But they don't go in... soft pies,
and
custard
one,
pie, very good custard.
Well, what is in custard pie?
In custard pie is milk, eggs, and sugar, little bit vanilla, little bit lemon squeeze, make good custard pie, thick now, and nice, you know.
We talked about this yesterday, George. When you are baking a pie or doing a recipe, it's not from something written. You just
no. Yeah. We made this recipe.
Yeah.
You know, you make the recipe working every day, and see, today you make it thick, the next day you will make it a little bit softer, the next day this, until you find the right
the place. Way to get it, yeah.
Yeah.
And one day, hopefully, I'll see one of these pies, because I'm looking forward to it.
We'll make one.
We'll
make.
Banana cream or coconut cream, I love either
coconut
one of us.
Coconut cream we will make.
All right. And George, how did, we left it out here, when you were the tailor, how did you learn to cook?
Well, you learn. You have to. You put every effort to do something. You have to do something in your life.
Was it hard to learn how to cook?
Well... If you put the effort and you have to say that I have to learn, you will learn, you know.
I'm going to come to Terry here in a second for a question for George. But if you have a question for George, George Kasotis called in earlier on. If you have a question for George Turoff or just want to say hello, legendary Marion restaurateur, if you ever went into his restaurant and have a memory, call in the next 24 minutes and we'll talk. 740-383-9944. George Turoff is the guest. As I say, legendary Marion restaurateur. Do you have a question, Terry?
Yeah. George, I was going to ask, just when you first took over from being a tailor to the restaurant, I mean, were you overwhelmed, or I mean, did you just jump right in and?
Well, I was just watching what the other people are doing, you know, and with the time you learn, if you want to learn.
What was a typical day like in the restaurant business? What time did you get up? What were you preparing? What time did you go to bed?
You get up at 6 o'clock, and 6:30, 7 o'clock, you are there. You have to make the coffee. You have to make ready everything. Then the help comes. And when the help comes, they took the dining room, and you go in the kitchen, and you start to cook. You have the menu in front of you, and see what you have to do, you do.
Is there a lot of loss in the food business? Somebody doesn't order as many steak that day as you might thought?
We knew how much we have to prepare. We knew our customers, they will be. You have, for example, stew, beef stew you make. From the previous day, you clean the carrots, you clean the vegetables, the celery, everything that you have to put in, it is ready. And you prepare the meat, you brown it, and you make the stew. Now, if the stew, you prepare 20, 30 orders, they came 35, you change the time and you say, I'm sorry, out of stew, we have fresh liver here, we have something, and you prepare it.
When you were preparing things and coming up with things, did you like to introduce new items to the community?
New items, yes. Sometimes we tried, but it is hard until people get used to, because the person that comes in our restaurant, they know what they will get, and when you introduce something new, the person have to be very. Try, you know.
What were some of the new items that you brought in at that time just didn't go over very well?
From old country, you mean?
Yeah.
When we went for vacation over there, they make nice yogurt. They make nice pastries, like baklava, like revani, this kind of things. And we try to give something to the people different. But the people sometimes, they are afraid, you know. Sometimes they tried, sometimes they didn't.
Now, if I walked into a grocery store today and ordered yogurt, how is it different from the yogurt I would have gotten at Turoff's?
Because it is pure milk and that's all, in the yogurt that I will prepare. Now, what they put in this yogurt, I don't know, to be honest.
When you go to a store let me ask you this. Is there something that you do like that is store-made that you don't like better homemade?
There are things that I like, but I don't know what is in. You know, always when you buy from the store or the factory makes it, it looks better. It is a salad, something. So they're both good, but this is what we look today, something to be pure, to know what it is in.
Do you still, like tonight for dinner, what will you have tonight for dinner?
At home, you mean?
Yes.
Or in the restaurant?
Do you go out to restaurants a lot?
Well, to be honest, my wife is a very good cook. She prepares home. We go occasionally out when we have to celebrate something, or I have people out of town. But at home now, for example, maybe one small steak, maybe fish you like more. We buy one nice piece of this salmon, fresh from the grocery store, divided, make two orders, but at night light we go, usually with fruit and this kind of things, little bit yogurt, little bit something.
Why did Turoff's closed in 92, wasn't it?
92, 93, yeah.
Why did that happen?
What did happen? The kids finished the school. I came in age. And my wife was working in the restaurant. And she didn't feel very well. And so we thought, even if we keep it 5 years, the kids took a different direction. My son is pharmacist, and my daughter is a teacher. Nobody stayed with me over there. Even if I stayed over there 2, 3, 4, 5 years, one day we had to sell.
What was the last day like?
The last days we saw people with tears. Some people that they used to come over there very often, and they like us, and they didn't believe that that will happen, but it happened.
Was it hard for you to close?
It was hard for me to close after so many years, getting up early in the morning and going to work and doing things, and all at once now I don't have anything to do, you know. So this was after a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, month, I went to the hospital, and I went for a short time over there, but it became long.
I want to get into that in a second, but did you keep anything from the Turoff's restaurant that you have today?
We have a big picture at home.
Nice. How was it you ended up at the hospital?
Someday I will show to you that picture.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you come to the hospital?
The hospital, I went to the med center for something over there. I had rotator cuff at the time, and I was having some exercises. And I look in the kitchen over there, and somebody asked me if I look for a job. At that time, I didn't pay any attention, but I went home, and I said, what that man said, job? I can go over there and maybe a few hours, you know, just to get out from the house. So I went over there, and I asked for the manager. We talked over there, and they talked things with the superiors, and they called me. I went over there, and they asked me what kind of job I want. I said, any kind, any kind. And somebody jumped over there that I make good pies. Well, I make the pies, they like it, and I stayed with the pies 7 years over there, making good pies. Some people, they were ordering also whole pies. Then the general hospital bought the med center, and they asked me if I want to go over there. So I went over there. I said for a short time, just to break the monotony. One day, 2 days, month, a year, 1 year, 2 years, and I stayed with them 13 years.
Mm. How was it different working for the hospitals than it was working in Turoff's restaurant?
Well, in the hospital, they tell you what to do. When you have a restaurant, you do what you want to do. So it was nice, no complaints. The hospital was very nice to me. I met nice people over there. I tried to offer as much as I could to make the hospital better, because our customers that they used to come, they were getting sick, they were getting older, they were coming to the hospital over there. I tried to help them, to talk to them. And the hospital saw this interest that I show, you know. And they like me, and I like them. And, I mean, sometimes I say, if I was a little bit younger, I wish I stayed a little bit longer at the hospital.
When people would come in and see the gentleman who'd been serving them since the 60s in the restaurant, working behind the counter at the hospital, what did they think?
They think that they find the person that can help them, or they can get the service that they used to have. And they were happy, and I was happy to see them.
When you worked at the hospital, did you just work in the cafeteria, or did that also supplement the rooms who got orders?
In the cafeteria and in the kitchen. Inside, I used to go and help a little bit, yeah.
How much food has to be prepared at a hospital?
Lots of food, because you can imagine how many people work over there. If you go and see the parking place, it is full with cars. So sometimes the car has one person, two persons, you know, it depends. Then people, we have visitors, we have salesmen. The hospital does a good job.
When you were working at the hospital, how many days a week were you working and how many hours?
Well, I was working 40 hours. You have the day off, you know. You work 5 days and you have 2 days off.
Did you ever think during that time that you wanted to just do nothing, wanted to retire?
No. I like my home, but I like to get out also, to see people and talk to the people, and because this is what I did so many years, to help the people, and the people of Marion recognize my service. And this is how everybody, when I go someplace, wants to talk to me, even if I don't talk very good English.
It sounds good to me, George. Why did you finally decide to leave the hospital?
I decided to leave. I had pressure from my family. Ftani, that's enough. Slow down a little bit. Don't worry. We are here, you know, when they tell you. And my father passed away when he was 67 years of age. Mm. I thought if I'm like him, to go early, at least to have a couple of years to smell the roses.
How old were you when you left the hospital, George?
I was 83.
Wow. And still we're going strong.
Well, yes.
And to this day, still going
and
strong.
Today, I mean, I feel good, you know. Yesterday, I went home and it was in the afternoon. A little bit breeze was, a little bit air. I took the lawnmower and started to cut the grass. And my wife says, why? We have person that cut the grass. Well, I said, I want to see how much strength I have, how much gas left in the tank, you know?
Yeah. So even today, George, you don't really like the idea of retirement.
No. If I find something, 4 hours, something to do, I will be glad to do it.
Most people work. I've heard people say in retirement, they say, I don't want to volunteer because I want the paycheck. Is it ever about the money for you, George?
No, the money. No.
Right.
If you do something that you like to do, you know, no, money is not the problem. I mean, even the rich people, they like the money and work for money. But I never had too much money, and I don't look for money.
If somebody came to you, George, today, because people remember you, and they said, you know, we're having this big family Thanksgiving or Christmas party, and we really don't have the budget to go out and hire a caterer. We'll buy the food. Would you prepare it for us? Would you do that?
I can go and help. I can go and help.
Do you still like to cook?
Yes.
Do you cook much?
Not very much, because my wife doesn't let me. She's the chef over there. At home.
Does she like your cooking?
She does like.
Okay.
She does like to cook.
Now, how often do you still make these famous pies?
The pies, you have to be prepared to make the pie. If you make one, you can make 10. You have to prepare the crust, you have to prepare the thickening, everything to be ready, you know. Lately we haven't made any, but we used to make for friends here and there.
How do you look at cooking? So many people don't cook anymore, they go to the restaurants.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is it an art form? Is it a something you learn how to do? Is it a how do you look at cooking?
Cooking is a good profession, and especially lately, you can see on the television many shows. They cook. They every nation offers something here in this country. People came from Europe, they offer different kind of food. Now they start to come from south, from Mexico, from South America. And they have nice things to offer.
What do you think of people's diets today?
People's diets? Well, if you don't have problem with your health, you can eat anything that you want. Enjoy yourself. But if you have problem, well, you have to follow the doctor's orders.
How did you, being in the restaurant business around all that great food, stay healthy and stay well for so long?
I'm not big either.
Really?
And today my wife prepares food and nice, and I'm not too much for food.
Is there some kind of food you really like?
I like all the food when I'm hungry. Yeah.
What is the best part about being able to be active and well and live to the age you are?
Well, it is you have to go on time to bed. You have to take care of yourself. Time to get up. Time to go to bed. Don't overload yourself. Eat nice, you know. And avoid the drinks and the cigarettes and this kind of things, and the life will be good.
When you were in the restaurant business, is there a particular day or a particular moment that sticks out in your mind?
Say it again.
A story, is there a story from the restaurant years that sticks out in your mind?
Sure, sticks. So many people, they used to come over there, and this is how we make our life. In 33 years that I was downtown, we have good memories. We met nice people. And today, we have to go to Upper Sandusky. Some friend of mine passed away. Mm. He used to come at the restaurant very often. We had many people from Upper Sandusky. And his granddaughter called us last night, so 4 o'clock we have to be in Upper Sandusky.
You had great relationships with your customers like
that. Oh, yes.
That remain till today.
Remain.
As far as employees goes, how did you have long-term employees?
Yes, I had. I had employees, especially the girls in the dining room and in the kitchen. We have cook. She came, young lady. Didn't know anything. She started from dishes, salads, and she went to the cooking. And she was 50 years. We had another one 40 years, another one 30 years. My uncle treated them nice. They stayed over there. And then when I took over, I used to do the same thing. I had good lessons from him.
How should people who run a business, in your opinion, treat their employees?
You have to be patient with employees. You have to be one of them sometime, but still to show that you are boss, you know. You are the proprietor. And the people that like you, if you are good, if you treat them nice, they will stay with you. Lately with insurance, it's a big problem. When you have somebody that work for you, you have to offer insurance, health insurance. And the health insurance costs. Now, if you have good business and the business produce, it's nice. But if you have 3-4 insured, it's hard.
What do you think of Marion in 2015, you who've been here since 1960?
Marion is a nice town. We came here, I came in 1960 and my wife in 1965. We feel home. This is our home here. We didn't go in another place. We came straight here, and where we were living, it was just exactly the same size, the town. You can go any place easy. You can meet anybody easy, you know. I have son in Columbus and daughter in Toledo. They both invite us to go over there. We said no. We'll stay here in Marion. And this is our home.
So you'll be here forever?
Forever.
Forever.
I don't want to say anything here. Even the cemetery is ready.
George, you're in your mid-80s. You feel good. You could go on for a lot of more years.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I eat good. I sleep good. I walk, you know. So, no problem. I think I'm young sometimes, really.
When people look back at your years in the restaurant business and people remember you, how do you hope they remember you?
Well, I think I'm well respected. People want to talk to me. People come to me sometime when I go in the grocery store or someplace when I meet. They come and they want to talk to me. And that is an indication that they like me. And I like them. Because I work for them many years. They respect me. Yeah.
I would say that's right. George, this hour has flown by. I cannot thank you enough for coming in. I can't wait for the pie whenever that shows up. I'll be looking forward to that.
We'll fix that.
We'll fix it. And I hope you can come back and maybe we can get you and George Kasotis on one day.
Good.
Yes, and we can talk about downtown Marion and the restaurant business and recipes. And again, for anybody listening, I know this has been a fun hour because there's nobody like George Turoff. And the years he put in downtown Marion, what a great service. And at the Marion General Hospital, as well as Med Center. George Turoff was the guest this hour. George, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. And remember, stay tuned to WWGH Radio. We've got lots more programming tomorrow morning. Satch Sullinger, 10 to noon. And I'll be back with you tomorrow, noon to 2. Friday morning, Brianna Sayers, New Generation Gap. And for now, plus more programming. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Make it a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.